Throughout the season, the team at Arsenal.com will catch up with our young gunners in the matchday program to find out more about their route to the academy. This week, Josh Nichols explains joining the club as an Arsenal fan, scoring at PSV Eindhoven in the UEFA Youth League, and more. In his own words, here is Josh Nichols. I was born in Newham, and I grew up around Dagenham. When I was around 9 or 10, I moved out to Essex and started playing football at the Sunday League level for my local team called Euro Dagenham, and I just loved it. My dad was big into football too. He used to play, and now coaches, so he has encouraged me a lot. My family background is that my mom is Nigerian, and my dad is Jamaican and Guyanese. In school, I did a lot of athletics and sprinting, but I was good at long jump. That was one of my specialties. Growing up, I always loved skills, so guys like Neymar and Ronaldinho were people I enjoyed watching. Of course, I looked up to Messi, and he's just a brilliant player and plays the game the right way. The first academy I got a trial for was West Ham, and when I was around 6 or 7 years old, but I didn't get signed. Then I went to Chelsea, and I was close to signing for them as they invited me back after my trial, but the journey was just too far from where I lived, so I never ended up joining. After that, I went to Tottenham, and I was there for a while. Just as I was about to sign, I got a trial at Arsenal, so I went and I did it, but I didn't get in, so I went back to Tottenham. Believe it or not, 2 weeks later, Arsenal had a change of heart and decided to sign me. I was so happy, because I've always been an Arsenal fan, and my full family was so happy. It was a great moment. I joined young, at the U9 level, so the only players I remember that were there when I got there were Miles Lewis-Skelly and Ethan Waneri. My position has changed because growing up I was actually a striker, and that's the position I was scouted for when I went to West Ham. I then transitioned to a winger, and then I was there one season where I started to play right back. Since then, I've really enjoyed that role. The standout moments from Hale End days, I would say, were the tours we went on. There was one year where we went to Japan, which is such a beautiful country, and I think it was the furthest country we've been to at that time. During the tour, we got to the final where we played Barcelona, and that was an experience. To then get my scholarship wasn't an easy time, because I got my decision during lockdown, so all of our calls were online, and I remember when they confirmed it, I just ran down the road in excitement. I was so happy. Going from Hale End to the Sobal Realty Training Center is humbling as a scholar, because everything is more intense. The training is harder, you have longer days, and it's a whole different ballgame. It shows how football works and opens the door to the reality of how hard you need to work to make it at Arsenal. Being coached by Jack Wilshere in the U18s is a blessing because he's got such invaluable experience and was playing first team at the ages we're at now. He's so good to work with and I enjoy every minute of it. I've played U21 football more regularly this season and it's completely different from U18 football. It's a lot more physical and being one of the smallest in the team, it has its challenges. But it's an amazing experience, and I've adapted well to it. I just wanted to continue playing regularly and getting more minutes. I also played in the U19's UEFA Youth League this season, which was a great experience. I scored in the final group game away to PSV Eindhoven, which was brilliant for me. I was gutted that my mom couldn't be there, as she's always at the games with me, and I would have loved to have been celebrated with her. But with it being abroad, it made it more difficult. Training with the first team is nerve-wracking at the start, especially when you see the big players that you'd have watched on TV the day before and are all over the news. But when you go there, you just need to give it your all and know that you are there for a reason. You are there to show your best self, and it's where I want to eventually be, so I always embrace the challenges. There have been a few times where I've done it well in 1v1 defending, but a couple of other times, it has been difficult. Overall, it's an amazing experience. For the rest of the season, I want to solidify my spot at right back for the U21s, and when I'm playing, I want to get more goals and more assists. This has been a recording by Hale End Heroes. All credit goes to the original authors.